7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, so here we go. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another extraordinarily exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. This show might be a little bit weird today. We might have a two-parter. I don't know what I want to do because things are weird. What's weird? Everything's weird. But what are we doing first? We're down at the creek. I'm walking under the canopy. And why is there a lot of sunlight down in here? I'm down here kind of late. It's a little warm. I don't know if I'm going to be able to be down here very long. This meditation guy is back. Dude, if you want to become one with nature, get your ass down in the creek. Don't sit on the grass with your thumb up, your ohm. You want to get close to nature, you get down into the creek where the nature is, where the dudes are running around. Let's see what's going on. This might be a mistake because suddenly I'm feeling weird. It's a little warm. I feel like I need to eat. I got up early because I'm doing a little bit of early stuff. And the good news is I made a little bit of money this morning. Again. About half of what I made last time, which is good. Good, good, good. Because it means dollars. It means things like food. I need to eat. I'm starting to have a problem, aren't I? Yeah, I'm feeling weird. I'm going down into the creek. What is this? Oh, there's loose dirt. There's been... What was that? Squirrel in the tree? Yeah, squirrel in the tree. There's been moles in the sand here popping out down here by the water. Oh, we must have some thirsty star-nosed moles digging around here today. Oh, that's good. Drink some yummy mole water. I was going to say kitty water. But no, that's at my house. So, yeah, okay, there's some squirrels around. There's a white golf ball over here. I'm just going to look at it, make sure it's not something I can sell for $10. No, it's just a Titleist 2. It's a logo ball. EA Consulting. I think we've seen this guy's logo balls down here before. He should probably consult with a golf coach because he's not good. There's another white ball over there by that squirrel. Squirrel standing right next to a golf ball. He said this is not a walnut. This is a golf ball. There's a tennis ball. We got the sports balls down here today in the creek. Okay, so what was I talking about? Oh, is that a yellow or is that a green? We better check it out. What's up in the golf ball eating ravine? I don't know. Right, so I'm starting to bottom out. This is not good. This is not smart. How long can I maintain this? For a while. Okay, so I'm going to put down the white Titleist number 2 and I'm going to pick up. Oh, it's crap though. It's got ink on it. Do I want a Callaway number 3? Yellow. I don't really need it. It's not even a good one. You know what? This is insanity, but I'm just going to leave it here. Drop it on the ground. It's crazy day on Dubious Goals Committee. So crazy, in fact, here's a Bridgestone number 4, the blue number, weird. Leave it. And then there's a golf ball up in the water here. If you want to know what kind of weird morning I'm having, I had to try to explain Deadpool to my mother. Okay. Now you might be thinking, Tobe, why did you have to explain Deadpool to your mom? Now the weird thing is, my parents are pretty damn hip. Everybody thinks so, okay, right? Oh, your parents are how old, and they're in a band, and they do all this cool stuff? What the hell? Yeah, okay, my parents are hip, but, and they are kind of cool, but what my parents don't have is any knowledge of any American pop culture whatsoever. We are talking none, right? My parents, I don't want to say insular, but yeah, my parents' music scene and their entertainment scene is not the mainstream. And is far enough from the mainstream that they have no idea who Deadpool is or who the actor Ryan Reynolds is. But they do see these people on TV and stuff, so every once in a while, right? You know, I can say to them, well, you've seen this guy. You don't know who this actor is, but you've seen him because he's in everything. And that was how this all came about, because my mother does follow some of the more interesting stories in English football. And one of the interesting stories these days is Wrexham, which is not an English football team. That's a Welsh football team, but still. And as you probably know, even if you aren't any kind of football fan, you're probably aware that Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds have purchased the Wrexham Football Club. That's right, Deadpool bought a football team. Deadpool and Mac. Okay, I might have to bail out of here. I just want to check some stuff over here. I'm not feeling good. So because my mom likes to follow football stories, I was telling her about, you know, Wrexham being purchased by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. She doesn't have any idea who these guys are. Okay, right? So I'm like, Ryan Reynolds, he's Deadpool. And I said this only because, you know, the new Deadpool movie is going to be coming out. That's what everybody knows him as these days. That's his big, big thing. And you're going to see Deadpool commercials on TV. So I was thinking, maybe my mom has seen this, blah, blah, blah. No. So I finally get her to a screen. And strangely enough, because you call Brian Reynolds, the last thing that comes up is Wrexham. But anyway, the first thing that comes up is, you know, Deadpool stuff. So I made her watch like a Deadpool trailer. No, it was Deadpool and Korg reacting to the Free Guy trailer. Now, of course, she can't see Ryan Reynolds when he's in his Deadpool costume. His face is covered. But as soon as she sees him in the Free Guy trailer, she says, oh, yeah, I've seen that guy. I've seen that guy all over the place. He's in everything. But I'm like, right, okay, that's Ryan Reynolds. He bought the football team, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing good. We gotta get out of here. And so, all of this then kind of has made my mother curious about Deadpool. Although this is not my parents' style of humor. You know, Deadpool can get... Well, Ryan Reynolds in general, I think they would appreciate. But as Deadpool, you know, that can get a little tense, intense, and get a little scatological. I'm not a scatological humor fan. My parents aren't. Oh. But yeah. I told my mom, if you see the first Deadpool movie, come on TV. Watch the TV version of it. I think that would probably be appropriate. And of course, she'd probably like Deadpool 2 as well. I don't know. It's a hard one to call. The concept of Deadpool, potentially interesting. The execution, and whereas I love it in any form of very sick and twisted types of humor, it's going to be too much, I think, for my mom. And probably my dad. But we're going to find out. Okay. Oh, I'm back to my car. Let's plug in some music. Plug in the MP3 player, Tobe. There we go. Now hit random play. Oh, la 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 la. Isn't that awesome? Yes, it was. What was that? That was Kyari Pamyu Pamyu's new song, Ishin Dotai. I don't know what that means, but it's probably something pretty damn cute. because it is Japanese and it is Kyari Pamyu Pamyu. Okay, so I'm sitting here on my floor now. Looks like the cat's creeping up on me. Yep, jumping over me. Hi, who's a baby? Look at this fluffy kitty. I'm feeling a little bit better. I've got tea at hand. As soon as I got home, I started shoving some food in my mouth. I'm going to have to eat some protein really quick here soon. Like in 15 minutes, I'm going to have to make a sandwich. What do you think about that, Peppa? Do I'm going to eat a sandwich? Yes, I am! And a pickle. And some cheesy poofs. I'm pretty excited about lunch. Do you want to get on the kitty banky? Is that what's happening here? Okay, come on. We can get on the banky. Oh, yeah. This means I have to sit up. That's cool. Put the blanket on my legs. He wants to get in here? Look at this. This is where a kitty can sit. Oh, it's so exciting. Where are you going? Okay, so I have assembled the kitty business pit, and now certain cats apparently don't want to do any kitty business. Do you want to do some? Yeah, I thought you did. Yes, here you are. Now we're doing some kitty business. This is okay. Now everything is back to normal. Or as normal as it gets around here. Because what have we been doing? What have we been doing lately, Peppa, other than watching the magic train window? Oh, yes. Where am I going to be at 1600 JST? That's right, I'm going to be sitting right here. And I'll be in the trains room of Anon Radio. And we're going to be watching the train crossing in Fuifuki City. Right, Peppa, because we love those trains. And we love the bus. Oh. The bus at 1549 is my favorite. Actually, we should probably tune in earlier, huh, Peppa? Yeah. So, if you're still awake at 1500 JST, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Japan, then yes, join us in the trains room. We'll be watching the trains and the buses and all the Keitora. Because we love the Keitora, don't we, Peppa? Peppa says, yes, I want a Keitora. She wants to ride in the back of the Keitora. Oh, and I found out that I can get a Keitora shipped to me, all import duties and taxes taken care of, for less than $5,000. Oh my god, how badly do I want a Keitora? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, wasn't that a blast from the past? Wow, what a rare track. What an unusual thing to be hearing here on Anon Radio. Was that the first time that song was ever played on Anon Radio? It probably was. Now, who remembers what that is? Yeah, I don't think my American listeners are going to know. But if you are of a certain age and you live in the UK, you might remember that. What was it? Oh, come on, you know. That's right. That was The Upstroke by Agents Aren't Airplanes. Yeah. Agents Aren't Airplanes. This is good tea. Now, here's the big question. For all my 80s music fanatics and experts out there, who was that? Who the hell was Agents Aren't Airplanes? Anyone? Anyone know? Well, I can tell you. It was Mike Stock and Matt Aitken. That's right. Of Stock, Aitken, and Waterman. You know, the guys who gave us such brilliant hits as So You Think You're a Man by Divine and You Spin Me Round by Pete Burns. I mean, Dead or Alive. And of course, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, among so many other number one hits. How many damn hits did they have? How many number ones did they have alone? It's like 30. Like, yeah, how many of their songs charted? The vast majority of them, yes. The truth of the matter is that Stock, Aitken, and Waterman did more for the British music industry than the Beatles. They crushed all Beatles records, blah, 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 blah. We don't need to go into it. The funny thing is The Upstroke might not actually be considered the first Stock, Aitken, and Waterman record, because Mike Stock and Matt Aitken had already come up with that song when they approached Pete Waterman. Pete Waterman had been working at Magnet, and he decided to give that up because he realized that, hell, he could make records himself. He could keep all the money, keep all the rights, etc., etc., etc. And so he was just starting out when guess who showed up in his office one day? Chris Britton, whose real name is Mike Stock. Or what is it, Matt Aitken? I don't remember. One of them was Chris Britton. Chris Britton did not have a career. So they showed up in Pete Waterman's office with, you know, a demo of The Upstroke as Agents Aren't Airplanes. Pete Waterman said, yep, that's probably a hit, and produced it. And that was the beginning of Stock, Aitken, and Waterman. A story that I've been fascinated with since the beginning. You've heard this guy's records. Pete Waterman's a genius. You've heard these three guys do everything. In addition to the songs I just mentioned, Venus by Bananarama, all the Kylie Minogue songs, blah, 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 blah. Just listen to the sound of Agents Aren't Airplanes. It sounds like, you know, everything else that they did, right? It's the 707, which is a drum machine that I don't need to tell you about right now because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's time for me to make a sandwich, get some protein in me before I pass out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.